Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Slash and dash!
Slash and dash!
So you guys voted for Snitches Get Let Off. And we've had quite a few new patrons recently. So thank you guys for signing up.
Thank you. What's happening? Are we finally out of the recession? Or is it like, these people are dead, let's give them money?
Maybe. You're going to be told by me the story of Melvin Smokey. That's kind of his nickname, Harris this time. So he went by Smokey, but I'm going to call him Harris because I'm not his mate.
I'm not that familiar with him. No. We're not on that kind of personal level.
Don't like him, if I'm honest. The crime that we're talking about is 1973. Claude Killian, or he was also known as Pop, which I think is adorable. Like, Pop. Hi, Pop.
It's adorable only in a certain context. It's adorable if they're your dad or granddad, or they are, they are a granddad to the community. If it's a creepy old man and everyone's calling him Pop.
Well, he's the one who died.
He's fine then.
He worked in a car wash / laundry, which I don't know what that is. Is that where you take your car and your bag of clothes?
Just put it on the roof.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hang a few, trap a few pairs of pants in the electric window.
Yeah, maybe.
That's actually a genius thing. Why not? You're using soapy water, spin drying.
That's what it said, car wash / laundry. I was like, oh, okay, I guess that, yeah, you've got all this stuff, haven't you? Like,
yeah.
Do it. Dog just walk in with your clothes on.
That's what we should do. What else can you do? Just have a dog grooming service, throw a few of them on the conveyor belt.
Yeah, that's a good idea. So he was working at his car wash / laundry, and an attacker broke in to rob the store. And Pop, unfortunately, was killed in the attack, so at gunpoint, and the attacker made off with just one roll of quarters. So it really wasn't worth it, clearly. And so three men were arrested for the crime. All had been recently found guilty of armed robbery, so I guess they were kind of the obvious choices. And this was like the 70s as well, and all these three men were black. So I think that plays into it. So Smokey Harris, who was 16, was arrested. Ray de Graffenried, who was 18, and James Robert McKirkin.
He was 16 and he already had the nickname Smokey.
Yeah.
I wonder why.
Like, it's a lot of...
At 16, it's...
pipe?
I'm going to say, surely at 16, it's more likely that he was an arsonist than he was really good at barbecue.
Yeah, maybe. So all were questioned, but only two were charged with the murder, and that was de Graffenried and McClurkin. Harris, on the other hand, had, although he was equally kind of as in the spotlight, he'd cut a deal. So he'd agreed to testify against the other two, who were his lifelong friends. Like, he'd been a little boy growing up with these men. And they'd like been playing together as children, but
it's easy to have a lifelong friend when you're only a teenager.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like we just happened to be in the same school.
Yeah,
I always think that I didn't like a lot of my friends as a kid.
No, I mean, I still do. Sometimes you're like, you arrange to meet someone every couple of months. You're like, do I want to meet you?
I had a lot of friends when I was younger where there was like they were girls that I was quite scared of, and I was but I didn't dare not be friends with them because I thought they would bully me.
I can see that actually from what you were like as a teenager, that you were just like, I guess I'm your friend.
Yeah, like, okay, we'll walk to school together, don't stab me.
Yeah. Oh God. Right, so these lads are grown up together, and then Harris does such a good job snitching on them both and saying, you know, I'm going to take them down for this crime if you let me off, that he becomes like a trustee of the county jail, and he's let go for helping to convict the other two. So there'd only been one person holding the gun and potentially at the attack, but De Graffenried, and McClurkin are adamant that it was Harris that had committed the crime. The victim was white, which obviously in the legal system didn't help, and so were like all the people working on the cases, the jury. There was definitely some racism there. But both De Graffenried and McClurkin had alibis of people who'd said they were miles away from where the crime happened.
So who was the snitch?
Harris, the 16-year-old.
Oh, but the others weren't even there.
Well, they had witnesses saying they weren't there. But Harris went in and he said, under oath, that he had heard McClurkin and De Graffenried talk about the crime, and he'd seen them at the car wash where Claude had worked, and he'd heard the shots the night of the murder. So it was basically on him saying all this shit that they went down for it. So they both go to prison. He walks away scot-free because of this snitching. So he just completely got that off. So 1992.
Oh, hello.
Yeah. Harris is arrested for the murder of Lindsay Cameron. I know it's a girl's name, but it is a man. It's kind of one of those either or names, isn't it?
Like a Lindsay or a Leslie.
Yeah. Alex. Apparently, my husband keeps saying, like, if you've got a name that could be either male or female and you're a woman, you're more likely to do better in male-centered, like male-centered jobs, or like traditionally male-centered jobs. So, like,
just because people read your name and you're like, they sound like a stand-up guy.
Yeah, unfortunately, which is sad, I think. So
what do you think it means when all my kids accidentally call me sir?
Yeah, me too, all the time.
I don't know if it means I'm authoritative or I think I just it's worse, look really masculine.
It's worse for you because you're their only teacher. For me, they've like bounced around from like a man to a woman to a man.
Yeah, they don't have any other sirs to speak to.
Yeah, that's so weird. All the fucking time I get... Well, I don't get called that anymore because it's first name terms where I am now. But...
Oh.
Like, it's weird.
First name terms and beanbags in the common room. Oh, they're beanbags.
I don't know. I've never been in the common room. Oh,
okay. You I'm don't not actually cool. mingle with the plebs.
Hey, guys. Let me pull up a beanbag and join you.
Let me pull up a beanbag and then everyone needs to exit because I'm not going to be able to get out of the beanbag.
Yeah. Look away! Right, so anyway, sorry. Lindsay Cameron, so he's a white liquor store clerk and... he is shot in a robbery and Harris's fingerprints are on the weapon and on the cash register. His footprints are in the blood of the clerk who'd been working, and he'd just left him to die this brutal death. So Harris, and the bottle of vodka and the money that was stolen is found in his house as well. It said on the article I read, it didn't say if the vodka had been drunk or not. I was like, nobody gives a shit.
Yeah. How weird to murder people over a roll of quarters and then the second one at a bottle of vodka.
Yeah. I guess like in the hopes you'll get more. I think he was doing other robberies he got away with as well. But obviously like he's killed two people in these situations now. So this time Harris did plead guilty because he was told if he pleads guilty, he won't face the electric chair. But while he's being questioned for this murder, he also makes it clear, and it's 19 years to the day after the first murder, that he had lied in that case and that he'd sent his two friends to prison on a lie, and he'd lied under oath.
The alibis could have told you that.
Exactly, yeah. But at least, I mean, he came clean, but, you know, they've spent, you know, I think 17 years in prison at this point. So, Dennis Bolt, a lawyer.
Oh my God.
I don't know what a name.
These are such Dickensian names, aren't they?
They really are.
They match the character so brilliantly. Dennis Bolt.
Yeah, it is a bit Dickens-y, isn't it? So he sets about trying to free the two wrongly convicted men. And obviously he uses the confession, the fact that they both had alibis. De Graffenried had confessed to the crime as well, but he'd been in solitary for 5 days at this point, and he just thought he was going to die of like being locked. He was like, I don't know how long I'm going to be there. They're going to keep me here until I confess. And he'd confess, but then straight after he'd said, no, I lied. I was trying to get out of solitary. I want to take that off the record. So that it's on the record that he tried to remove that as well. It's kind of considering himself having torture. Witnesses had presented an alibi for both men, as I said, and there'd been two trials. And in the first trial, the jury had decided 11-1 to acquit both the men, but then had done a retrial and it had been all 12 had said they were guilty. So I don't know if it is 11-1. Do you have to retrial it, or can you just say, well, that's good enough? Do they all have to agree? Because they might not all have. You just have to wait till someone caves. Because clearly there was that one person in that trial who was just like, yeah, they're guilty, I'm not going to give that up. But
I don't know, I'm sure there's precedent for different things.
Yeah.
When I was on jury service, they said we had to become unanimous.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know, I think it will depend. I don't know. Ooh, We should have looked this up.
Yeah, can someone do it for us? slaughterthepodcast@gmail.com. So both De Graffenried and McClurkin, with the help of Dennis Bolt, filed lawsuits and they appealed at parole hearings, and they were rejected 15 times, despite the fact that Harris had said, I lied.
Wait, so after he came clean and said they definitely didn't do it,
then it was
they still
years.
Weren't even able to be paroled?
No. They were rejected every time. And Harris died in 2015 and the other two were still in prison.
Fucking hell.
So it was 2016 that McClurkin was finally paroled. And he'd spent 43 years in prison for this crime he did not commit. I mean, that's longer than a life sentence. That's like nearly two life sentences.
Unless they didn't want to let him out because they knew that he'd be like, I was put in prison wrongly, and they're trying to suppress him.
Yeah, I don't know. So he's let out, and then at this point, De Graffenried is still in there in 2016. So he's out on parole, so it's not even on his record that he didn't do it. He's just out as like, I've served my time and I'm a murderer. And then he obviously sought a retrial and said, look, I want to be found innocent. And at this point, De Graffenried, he's still incarcerated, but he's in a psychiatric ward because he's so scarred by his time in prison, time in solitary. Like, he's lost his life. Like, he is a struggling man at this point. So both convictions aren't overturned until 2017, when both men are declared officially innocent. But think of all that time, just because one guy said.
Yeah. Well, they don't like to say that they're wrong. They don't want to find they don't want to find flaws in the justice system, do they?
No.
It's like with the West Memphis Three, how they had to do an Alford plea of guilty because it would have just been too, they didn't want to admit that they'd wrongfully convicted people and had them in prison for so long.
Yeah, I always find that that plea.
It's Alford. Isn't that what happened at the end of The Staircase?
Yeah.
Sorry, there you go, spoiler.
So basically, it's like saying, I'm pleading guilty, but I'm lying.
Yeah. I'm going to say I'm guilty to shut you up.
Yeah.
It's a bit kind of like, I'm sorry if you feel that way, but I'm not sorry.
Yeah. So De Graffenried, just to finish off the story, damage had already been done. He is unlikely ever to live without support. He's legally disabled. And obviously he's lost most of his life in prison. I mean, it would be a good one for like one of those proper podcasts to look at what actually happened. This isn't one of those.
Not the time.
So
thanks. And we've got no time. We're going to dash.
Bye.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.